from Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. After the Browns' victory, I'm Lance Allen alongside Larry McCarron and the man with his name on the show. It is Mike McCarthy. And Mike, early in the week, you said keep calm, carry on through your entire tenure. It's been next man up. Both were tested in the game, before the game. You passed it with flying colors.
Very good team victory. I really felt going into this one, this was going to be one of those wins that would mean a little more, you know, because you don't really have time to enjoy the victories as you'd like, because you have to obviously move on to the next game. But I think we look back at this particular week and these weeks that we're going through, our football team will really appreciate what they've been able to get done.
Mike, every coach wants his team to step up in adverse circumstances like your team is going through, and not every coach gets it. What's the secret to that success?
If I told you, I'd have to kill you. I think you just have to give the credit to the players. They just stay on course. There's a plan laid out each week. They buy into the plan. You don't feel like you have to sell it to them, which, you know, I've been through that in my younger years. So it's a very dedicated team. We have a team focus, a team goal, and that's not going to change.
JerMichael Finley, can you update us on his situation and how tough is that, Mike, that, you know, you're sitting there wondering about what's happening, and then you got to get your team prepared to play the rest of the game?
Well, you know, as a head coach, there's nothing worse than walking out onto the field, because obviously when you do walk out there, you know it's a serious injury. Obviously, JerMichael's is a significant injury. The tests have pretty much been done now. The tests will be sent throughout the country to the experts, and we'll gather all the information. But JerMichael is doing well. I mean, he's doing all his daily activities, and he needs to really focus on his health and family right now.
Mike, the headlines say Packers back in first place. As the man leading the football team, does that mean a lot at this point in the season?
Didn't even realize we were in first place there. I just, never wanted to be in first place after six games. I want to be in first place after 16 games. So that's really the focus. I was aware that both the Detroit and the Bears lost. But, you know, this is about really how we're playing, how are we going to continue to get better. We got two big ones in a row here, you know, Sunday night at Minnesota, then Monday night Chicago come to Lambeau. So these division games are the most important games of the year. That's really what our focus is. Playing in the Metrodome is different. It's a noise level there in Detroit. You have to make sure your team's ready to go into that environment. So we're just going to take them one at a time.
Jared Boykin, 8 catches, 103 yards, and a touchdown. First time around, he just came up a yard short, and Jordy Nelson said, man, they were just pulling for him so much. That second one, he wasn't going to be denied. He put that ball right over the goal line.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I don't know how many times in my career I've seen a receiver square up a DB and say, hey, I'm just going to go right over the top of him. I mean, that's just, I think it shows you something about him, Jared's personality, his work ethic. I mean, he's a tough kid. He works extremely hard. And I think the really thing you got to look at is you got a veteran quarterback that has great faith in a young man really making his first start and went to him. You know, the two big plays were route adjustments at the line of scrimmage. So that says a lot about Aaron Rodgers and Jared Boykin's relationship. I just very happy for him. When you see those younger players develop like that and go out and have a big game like that, it's very rewarding.
Mike, as it was a struggle to field a 46-man team for the Browns, how stressed were your special teams in getting that thing done?
Oh, clearly, that's where the biggest stress is on our football team, because not being able to practice, you know, the group of players that actually going to play in the game, it's very difficult. So, and frankly, when a player has to play more on offense and defense, then his responsibility there affects his responsibility on special teams. So the special teams always has the toughest challenge. Sean Slocum and Chad Morton do an excellent job. There's a lot of one-on-one extra time that goes into this extra meeting time, and we're just trying to prepare for a number of different scenarios, obviously more now than ever.
Mike, you steer the ship. How much more can you withstand this year, do you feel, because of everything you've already been through, injury-wise, off the field, on the field, and everything that you've gone through?
I thought daytime drama was over. Isn't this a night show? I mean, my God.
Keep calm and carry on.
Is it really, carry on.
Just got to keep doing it?
Just keep going with it. Yeah, it's working.
It's working for you, so you're just going to keep going.
Yep.
Mike, I'm sure Aaron Rodgers would love to have his complete arsenal of weapons. However, just watching him and the way he goes about his business, do you think he kind of likes the challenge of leading this team, the challenge of leading it through adversity?
Well, I think he clearly accepts it. He's definitely wired that way, that, you know, he always wants to exceed expectations or opinions from the outside. So, I mean, that definitely is part of his personality. But I think him and I would agree it'd be nice to be out there with all your weapons week in and week out. But, no, this is a challenge. It goes on every year at some level, and we're going through right now, and there's no one better at it than Aaron Rodgers.
And your defense has been consistent and solid. Jamari Lattimore had, I think, 12 total tackles.
Absolutely.
A.J. Hawk, another game with 12 total tackles. And third downs, I think it was 7 of 18 for the Browns.
Yeah, it's it's a defense that's playing very well. A.J.'s, you know, really had two outstanding games in a row. Jamari Lattimore was our game ball winner for defense, along with Devon House. So Jamari's really put together two excellent performances. I thought he played well in Baltimore. So very happy with the individuals that have been given opportunities and the way they've stepped up, and Jamari's definitely one of them.
All right, next up, we bring in our special guest, Eddie Lacy. You're watching The Mike McCarthy Show.
Running back Eddie Lacy. Eddie, in the time you've been with the Packers, not that long, but just observing you, you come across, like off the field, as kind of a mellow, laid-back guy. But on the field, I think you run kind of angry. Now, are either one of those descriptions accurate?
I think they're both accurate. Off the field, I'm real chill and laid back, but once you're on the field, you kind of have to run with the edge.
Eddie, the last three games, I think you've had 22 carries, 23 carries, and 23 carries. That's a lot of carries. Do you like the workload?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. Production's good, so keep it rolling.
Let me ask you this. As a running back, do you feel like you get better as you get lathered up? Running backs maybe become more instinctive as you kind of get in the flow in the game, maybe even get a little tired, just rely on your natural instincts?
Yeah, but it's about being comfortable. And as the season's been going along, I've been getting more and more comfortable, which allows me to, you know, use my natural instincts.
Mike, what has Eddie brought to your running game?
Production. Eddie's very instinctive football. I mean, anytime you had a young player, especially one as talented as Eddie, when you can just see natural instincts, the ability to run through the right hole, set blocks, you know, win on a second level. You know, football comes very natural to him. So just the details of our offense, it's always going to be different from each place you go to, whether it's college or pro. And as he continues to get the little things under his belt, I think you'll see the productivity will increase even more.
Eddie, one of those things that are part of playing for the Packers is, even though you're getting a lot of carries, you also throw the ball a lot. And you've got that guy playing quarterback who's a pretty good one, I've heard. And so blitz pickup becomes big. Now, against the Cleveland Browns, I saw you take a full-grown linebacker and bury him, like, on his back on a blitz pickup. Apparently that area of the game is coming along for Eddie Lacy.
Yeah, the week before this pass game, you know, I didn't do as good, you know, in pass protection. So, we had to practice. I made that an emphasis, and, you know, I took it into the game and used the fundamentals that coach taught me. And, you know, I had a pretty good block, a few good blocks.
No, it was excellent. Eddie, if you look at your track record, I mean, you've got a few skins on the wall. I mean, BCS National Championship Game, MVP, you're national champion, and you have the biggest per carry average of anybody in Alabama history, and that's a pretty good football school, I've heard. Now, is there anything that really, out of all the things you've done, that really excites you, that you feel most good about?
I don't know. I just, you know, just being out there, period. You know, I'm always excited about being out there. And, you know, I'm a guy that likes simple things. So, you know, just being able to play the sport that I love is, you know, I like that the most.
Speaking of that, are there similarities between playing for the Green Bay Packers and playing at Alabama collegiately?
there's a lot of similarities. You know, the fans, we pretty much, they're the same. You know, they love the football team. And, you know, you can hear that when you're at the games. And as far as this organization, you know, it's run the same. You know, it's no tolerance. You know, you have a job to do. You're expected to do it. And, you know, coaches hold you accountable to certain standards that you have to make sure you're holding yourself to.
Speaking of which, Eddie, when you go into a game, now you've done a lot. When you go into a game, is there an X number of yards you got to gain for you to feel good about that particular game? Or do you have goals that way, or is it just winning? I mean, what's success to you when you take the field on a Sunday or a Monday or a Thursday or whatever it is?
I don't set, like, goals each game, you know. My thing is just going out and making sure whatever play I get is a positive play.
All right, let's go out to Lance.
All right, thank you very much, Larry. First up, we have Tyus. He has a question for Eddie. He's a Denmark Viking, but he's a kind Viking, a good Viking. So, Tyus, take it away.
What was it like playing at Alabama?
It was real fun. You know, I had a lot of friends there, a couple guys from Louisiana also. So, you know, we had, you know, it was a team thing, and, you know, we won a lot, so that's never bad at all.
That isn't a bad thing. Okay, Katrina has a question for Eddie.
Nice. Are you single?
You just gonna ask me in front of the whole world? Nah, but yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
Katrina said yes, so that's a good thing. Thank you very much for those questions. And next up, Eddie Lacy on the Telestrator with Larry McCarron. You are watching the Mike McCarthy Show. Slot right, slot left, second down. Give Lacy, patiently waits for his blocking right side. Cuts it back behind the block by T.J. Lang. Pierces through off right tackle, and he's got the first down.
Welcome back. Time to talk some X's and O's with Eddie Lacy. And Eddie, I have a confession to make. Some of my favorite Eddie Lacy runs are not your longest. Some of them on the short side, and this is one of them. Anyway, okay, here is Eddie Lacy. Prior to the snap, are you looking where you're going? Are you making sure you look the other way? What do you do before the snap?
Before the snap, I try to look the opposite way so I don't give the defense a chance to read where my eyes are.
Okay, so you're looking over here somewhere, but you're going to go this way. And as we start, the tape, and you're getting a handoff from Aaron Rodgers, at the mesh point, when you get that handoff, what are you looking at then? What's your aiming point, I guess we should say?
I'm reading this block to this linebacker.
Okay. And if he's outside, you want to go. If this guy's outside, you want to go inside and vice versa? Is
right.
That, okay. Yeah. Wonderful. Okay, now as we proceed further, this thing gets kind of interesting, Eddie. There's a big guy out here, number 71, Ataba Rubin. He's got a good football name. And this dude right here gets paid lots of money to tackle this dude right there, okay? Yeah. Now, okay, at this point, are you thinking he's got me, or are you thinking nothing, I'm reacting? How does the next part transpire?
It's pretty much just a reaction. I know I had a seal block on the backside, so if something like this were to happen, I would have a chance to go backside.
Okay, well, speaking of going backside, okay, look at folks. I mean, that tackle is there. However, Eddie's got different plans. Let's roll it forward. And let's stop it right here. Okay, T.J. Lang, who had kind of missed his block, well, because of that cut, now he's got his block, okay? But here we're coming up on the crux of the matter. Let's move further. Stop. Okay. Back up a little bit, because we've got to see before the move starts. Okay, now this is DeQuell Jackson, and he gets paid a lot of money. to tackle Eddie Lacy. And, like, at this point, I mean, it seemingly he has you dead to rights. And what's the process going on in your head right here?
You know, he was flat-footed, so he didn't have his lateral movement. And, you know, I saw the hole in this area. So I did a little outside move to get him to get moved this way just a little bit so I could get up the field.
Well, that's a lot going on at warp speed. And then far beyond those of us who are mortal men. But look at this, folks. Look at this. This guy, a clean miss from point-blank range, and rather than get tackled for, like, zero, remember the first guy that had Eddie? Rather than get tackled for no gain, Eddie Lacy goes for 6 yards and a first. Well done, young man.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us, Eddie. Coming up, more of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us.
Mike, you have plenty of game balls to hand out this week.
Yeah, definitely. It was an excellent week to hand out game balls. Jared Boykin was our offensive game ball winner. Micah Hyde was the special teams game ball winner. Jamari Latimer and Devon House, as I've already stated, are the game ball winners. And we have an edge, a guy that we felt played with the greatest edge in the game. That was Jermichael Finley, was the edge player with those, you know, breaking four tackles on that first touchdown. And then our Big Dog Award, which goes out to our best lineman performance, offensive and defensive lineman, went out to Evan Dietrich Smith. I thought he played outstanding.
Isn't it kind of interesting, Mike? I remember last spring, center was a major area of need for the Green Bay Packers going into the draft. And Evan Dietrich Smith has just taken that job, and he's got a stranglehold on it. Really playing well for you, huh?
I mean, it's really tough when the experts are wrong, Larry. I don't know how they deal with it. But Evan has continued to get better and better just from, you know, the first time he was here, and he has a great story. But really, our core, those two guards and center, are playing really well. And Evan, the adjustments and everything that we do at line of scrimmage, he's having a heck of a year.
Devon House had his first career interception. He said he went over to Tremont Williams' house on Friday night. They watched film, they saw something, and it paid dividends, and he obviously played very, very well.
Absolutely. Now Devon's getting better and better. Plus, he plays a bunch on special teams, and he's doing a lot there. So it's really nice to see him have the success, especially after fighting through some tough injuries in the past.
And we should mention Micah Hyde in his growing list of responsibilities. I've noticed you've added him to the dime package now. I mean, yeah. As he talked about last week when he was a guest on the program, the guy's just a football player.
I don't know what else to tell you. He's a heck of a football player, and just the way he handles punts, you have to get him on the field. He makes plays. He's developed into an excellent blitzer, just very instinctive, and it's nice to see him just continue to work and earn these opportunities. It's not against the other players that he has stepped in front of. He's really earned these opportunities.
Next up, we'll get you ready for the Vikings. You are watching the Mike McCarthy Show. Segment of the Mike McCarthy Show, and Mike, nothing more needs to be said. It's Viking Week, a big rival.
Definitely, and really, we need to get back to the Metrodome. I mean, the one from last year still stings a little bit. Not that it really factored in. Well, it kind of factored a little bit, but that's a tough place to play, and our players really enjoy going over there. Tight locker room, outdated, fake noise, the whole 10 yards. It's just it's a different place, and they always play us tough, and this is going to be a heck of a football game.
Mike, let me ask you, when you're facing Adrian Peterson, I mean, the guy's kind of a freak. He really is a very talented guy. Do you cut the defensive guys any slack on that? Is there ever like, well, it was Peterson? I mean, how do you approach that?
He's a great player. There's no doubt. And really, if you look at the game that we played over the last game of the season and playing the following week here against the playoffs, if anything, we overplayed you know, our run defense. We were too aggressive. We were you know, and he does it to you. And the problem is he makes you pay when you get out of your gap. So you just gotta be sound. We gotta tackle well. We gotta rally. But you know, he's a special player. But you know, we're playing good run defense right now. This is as good as run defense as we've played in the last 3 years. So we need to continue to do that.
Mike, good luck on Sunday night under the lights against Minnesota.
Thank you, Lance. Thank you, Larry.
All right. We'll talk to you after the Vikings game. You've been watching the Mike McCarthy Show.